In the days of King Ahasuerus, ruler of Persia and Media, there was a queen named Vashti, a woman of great beauty. And the king gave a banquet with such a wondrous feast, the queen did likewise for all her ladies. When the king had grown merry from the drinking of his wine, he gave orders for Queen Vashti to appear to those who dined. Rash King Ahasuerus, who gave the sea its lashes. But Queen Vashti then rebelled and refused to show her face, so the king ordered that someone more worthy should take her place. The girl was named Hadassah, known to history as Esther. The king promoted Haman, son of Hammedatha the Agagite, but one refused to honor him, the Jew Esther's cousin named Mordecai. So Haman plotted the murder of all the Jews. The king signed the edict in Susa, it was issued. When Mordecai had read it, he wore sackcloth and ashes, and he sent word to Queen Esther that the Jews would soon perish. Mordecai's encouragement, do not remain silent. So Queen Esther asked the Jews to fast for 3 nights and 3 days, and she went before the king without a summons for 30 days. If I perish, I perish, Lord, strengthen me. If I perish, I perish, go before the king. The king was pleased to see her. He extended the golden scepter. He offered to grant her request. Up to half his kingdom did he profess. So Queen Esther asked for the king to come dine with her and bring the vile Prince Haman the courtier. At the banquet all Queen Esther asked was come and dine again. When they did, the queen revealed that the villain was this Haman. I ask for my life, king, don't refuse, and the lives of my people, for we are Jews. Then the king became enraged, Haman fell on Esther's couch. The king asked, will he molest her in the king's very own house? They hanged Haman the Agagite on the gallows he built for Mordecai. The Jews had a new holiday. Purim is what it was named. The Jews had been empowered to battle their oppressors. For the dread of the Jews was on all the peoples, even the princes, the satraps, and governors. And so many of the people in the land had become Jews. On the day of reckoning, the number slaughtered was not few. In Susa, Jews killed 500, including the 10 sons of Haman. And the king was well disposed, he let the fight go one more day. So the Jews throughout the land killed 75,000 enemies. God gave great deliverance through Esther, his own servant. Through her faith in God, she gained the deliverance for her and her people with words of resilience. If I perish, I perish, Lord, strengthen me. If I perish, I perish to do the right thing. If I perish, I perish, Lord, strengthen me. If I perish, I perish, God delivered me.